4-1-2. Favor of Anaheim, just trying to wind down the clock, and I would imagine our hockey club will get a nice ovation from this huge crowd at Honda Center. Seneca moves in front for Paling, tried to go forehand to backhand, get it through the legs of the goaltender for Winnipeg, but it didn't work that time.
Beckett, Seneca almost said, screw it, you're going to take away my assist. I'm going to get one right back. He feeds Paling. Paling has a nice couple of stick handles, but he misses on the shot. Here comes Beckett Seneca again.
3-on-2, break, a shot. Nets a stop there by Comrie, who had his pads on the ice and covered up that puck between his arm and chest. And we'll get a faceoff there with just 11.4 remaining. And I'll tell you, when it strikes zero, the big clock here at Honda Center, over top center ice, you're going to hear a nice applause for the team's effort this evening.
Beckett Seneca continue to play so confidently, yep, so well, as the final buzzer of this game inches closer and closer. And is that Harkins for the draw to the right of Comrie?
Yep, falls down going after it. Winnipeg will hold on to the puck, turn it over. Then a shot by Vetrano blocked. 2-1, it is all over. And the final score is 4-1 for the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating. McDonald's, Steve, 4-1. Good guys. They just wanted it more. They were the better team. Leo Carlson, the rest of the top guys for the Anaheim Ducks, they showed up. They had better games than the top guys for the Winnipeg Jets. It's just that clear cut. And look, the good guys, huh? 7 wins in a row now. Winning's more fun.
Yes, it is. I can't wait for more hockey. And I hope you fans follow us in Denver, Detroit, and in Minnesota in the coming days. And we'll have all the broadcasts for you right here. So we'll also have a break to give Emerson and Alexis some time to get all set up here in the press box. And then, of course, we'll join you on Tuesday night in Denver, Colorado at Ball Arena, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, pregame show before that. And we should have some fun there before we come home on Monday, the 17th of November, to take on Utah. Tell you what we'll do is we'll take a timeout right now. The final score, 4-1 Anaheim over the Winnipeg Jets. And when we come back, it'll be Alexis. Broadcast booth, Emerson Edom. So stick around for that. And thanks for listening to Hockey Tonight on DuckStream.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan,
6-time Stanley Cup champion. Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was. So I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The weather first. Before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ducks fans, make your next game one to remember with a private suite. Food, drinks, and more for you up to 40 friends are available to book today. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
That's seven straight wins for your Anaheim Ducks, taking down the Winnipeg Jets tonight. 4-1, the final score inside Honda Center. This team is a wagon. Welcome into our postgame show. Alongside Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Emmer, another win for this Ducks team. They did it on a back-to-back. Not only that, when they score first this season, they are 6-0, and that's what we saw here tonight.
Yeah, I know. This is a Ducks team that, and I mentioned it there at the final buzzer, like this is a team that just wants it more, right? They're out-willing, out-skating, getting first to a lot of... And that was a tough break. Basically, Tavish going offsides there at the end. You just wanted that play to just be solidified as a good goal. I mean, what an entry, what a pass there from Beckett Seneca. I mean, he's showing that he can score. He's showing that his vision is so beyond his years. His forecheck game, once again, coming out of that first period, I don't know how he wasn't credited a hit. He was banging everyone out there. And look, this was a game for Beckett Seneca where we saw it all. We saw the pass and we saw the hitting. The goal scoring. And, so it was tough in that sense, but... 4-1, a good Jets team. Jets now on a three-game skid, so they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. But the Ducks coaching staff, they just got these guys dialed, ready to go, shift in and shift out.
Lukasz Jostal in the net gets another win. That's 8 wins on the season for him and 12 games played. Game started, too, as well. So the Ducks are able to stay atop the Pacific Division. A big weekend for them. So let's get into all the highlights from this game here tonight. 4 goals for the Ducks. We are sorry that they were not able to get you your Chick-fil-A here tonight coming from us. We are the ones that are going to tell you we're sorry about that. That was unfortunate. But you know what? Still, Ducks win. That feels pretty good. All right, starting in the first period, it was Beckett Seneca to get on the board first. 7:18 into that first frame.
Cutter Gauthier perched in front of the net, farming some screen possibilities in front. They score! Beckett Seneca! Just what we talked about, those opportunities to help your teammate get a goal by screening the netminder. It's 1-0 for Anaheim.
And how about that pass from Cutter Gauthier? Was it no look? It looked like...
was out of the corner behind the goal line. Yeah, he was getting squeezed off there and on the cutback. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was a spinorama type of move there on the cutback, and it was all one motion, backhand pass, and a quick catch and release from Beckett Seneca. Top shelf. That was pretty.
1-0 for the Ducks after that goal from Beckett. The next goal, hey, it's Leo Carlson, and it was on the power play late in that first period, giving the Ducks a 2-0 lead.
Off to Cutter Gauthier, to Lacombe, a drive, and that one stopped. Rebound, Terry sets it up, and a goal by guess who? Number 91. That's right, folks. A goal for Leo Carlson gives Anaheim a 2-0 lead.
And with that goal, 10-game point streak. He is just, I mean, we said he's on fire, but I don't know. It's the only way to describe him.
He's on fire now. No, look, I don't know. Did you think Torreira was going to shoot? I certainly thought he was going to rip that one at the net, but no. Slight pause, gives it over to Leo. That was a pretty feed. Nice shot. Leo just corrals that thing, almost goes with the puck, middle bar, beats Comrie. And, yeah, the Ducks just finding out ways, multiple ways to put it behind Comrie here tonight.
Nice start for Anaheim in that first period. 2 goals, none for the Jets. We moved into the second. The Jets would get on the board, 4:22 into it. It was Kyle Connor all alone in front of Dostal, cutting the Ducks' lead down to just 1 goal, but they were able to answer back and extend their lead back to 2 goals. Beckett Seneca's second goal of the game.
Ducks trying to get it to Cutter Gauthier, now in front of the net. Nice fake, then a shot, rebound, they score! It's Beckett Seneca, the second chance. And Anaheim gets that goal back. They gave up a little bit earlier. It's now 3-1.
Beckett's first multi-goal game in the NHL. What impressed you the most about his game tonight?
Oh, just the net front presence there. Him and his just differentiation in offensive areas in which he was able to expose. I mean, you look at he was a little bit deeper there than the first goal, but that first one was a further out shot. He's almost on his back heels and going back when he accepted that pass from Cutter. And then on this one, just willing that puck through the wickets of Comrie. So just driving hard to the paint. He had his shovel in his hand, and he just jammed that one home. So anyway, no, he's a player in which he keeps showing us different things game in and game out. So he just continues to get better and better.
And you think back to the beginning of the season when we heard from GM Pat Verbeek that Beckett was going to be on a similar Leo plan. Hey, that idea seems to be out
that
the window.
Yeah,
that seems to be out the window at this point. So he has played in all 15 games this season and looking very comfortable while doing so. Ducks had a 3-1 lead after the second period. We went into the third, and then we saw Leo's second goal of the night, second power play goal as well early in this third period.
Anaheim with speed, driving into the Winnipeg zone, lose the puck, Lacombe gets it back, throws it in front into the slot for Leo Carlson. They try and get it again, they score! Number 91 has another goal early in the third, and the Ducks increase their lead, and the crowd erupts with joy here at Honda Center. It's now a 4-1 lead for the good guys.
Leo Carlson again. I mean, it's again back-to-back games with two goals in each of those games, 4 goals in 2 games.
Unreal. And yet another hard shot. It just he's really feeling it with that shot. Once again, there was just so many times this first year, and even sometimes last year, especially early on, where he would give it in a prime time scoring area and just a tad off, but now he's shooting to score. I mean, he's putting it where he wants to, and look, it seems so easy for him at this point. So who knows, are we going to see a Leo Carlson eventually leading in goals and assists here? Something else there, and it's just one of those things where, I don't know, what stat do you got here?
Well, this hasn't been updated yet, but Leo is now officially, after this game, at 25 points, which ties Connor Bedard, but I don't believe the Colorado game is over yet. So we got to get an update on McKinnon's stats from tonight still.
All right.
He's close. All right. Well, Emerson.
Well, I know you're okay. You're passing this across my desk here.
You have it in front of you. Sorry.
Yes,
I just helped.
That's all right.
With the assist.
It's the chemistry here, the assist there yeah. from AD. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating Mickey D's.
Ducks win. You get to enjoy that. No chicken, but hey, you get to enjoy that, which is just as good. 4-1, the final score here inside Honda Center. We have a lot to talk about from this game here, this back-to-back series. The Ducks also have quite a trip ahead of them coming up this week. So make sure to join us in the conversation by texting us right now at 714-439-8422.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP.
Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, an exclusive OA member vest, and new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Post-game show, a Ducks 4-1 win tonight inside Honda Center. They improved to 5-1 inside this building this season. And now they are 11-3-1 so far this year. The Ducks just keep rolling and a big win inside the building here tonight. Emerson, as we look at this game, the first of 10 back-to-backs for the team. Did you notice anything early in this game that maybe had you concerned, or were you feeling confident in the way the Ducks started the game?
No, I thought they started the game very solid, especially for getting back late last night. And I know it's only Vegas, 35, 40-minute flight, but it's just the logistics of being out of town and then coming back and playing at home. Weird situation. Usually, I don't know, I feel like it's the other way around, or typically on back-to-backs, it's away or home, so you don't typically have that one home, one away back-to-back sequence. Remember Utah, that was a situation where the Stux team a few years ago played in Utah, then the very next night played back here at Honda Center. That was tough. It might have even been vice versa too. Honda Center here and played at Utah the next night. So, look, this is a situation that doesn't come about too often, and I think they've handled it, obviously, very well. It's just, bottom line, the guys needing to step up each and every game are doing that, right? Times last year, you just weren't sure if your top line was going to step up, but it goes without saying. You know that that first line is going to get on the score sheet. You know that Beckett Seneca, Mason McTavish, and Cutter Gauthier, they're getting on the score sheet. And I think the confidence just with that, that helps the third line out, the fourth line out. Less pressure for them. They can go out and play their roles. Thought Ryan Palin had a great game as well. Frank Vetrano, he's filling in and playing that gritty game. So he's adding into the physicality department on the forecheck. Guys are just either accepting new roles or executing and having even better execution on the roles they already had. So everything's coming together at the right time.
Yeah, good point. That execution level, you see it all throughout the lineup this year. In terms of the hits tonight, Ducks had 20 hits, Winnipeg 21. So a little bit of a physical game. And as far as the power play for the Ducks tonight, hey, 2 for 4, thanks to Leo Carlson. He spoke in the locker room to the media already. Let's take a listen.
You get tired yet? Tired of all this?
Yeah, no. So, no, not really.
The effort of this team to bounce back from a night like last night, where you are putting up a huge effort against a team like Vegas and do that again against a team like Winnipeg. What does that say about this group? You know, something new in this win streak.
Yeah, just says that we're an amazing team. It's real. Just got to keep this all going.
How do you feel about being on top of the Pacific Division?
Oh, yeah, it feels good, I guess. I mean, yeah, good question. But no, it just feels amazing. They're a good team. The fans have been waiting for a long time, so it feels great.
Does it feel like the most complete game this team's played at this point this season?
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, there's still some small stuff that we need to get better at, which says a lot about our team too, that we can get better, which is nice as well. For sure, it's top three, I would say.
What has having a guy like Kreider on your wing done for your game? And how do you guys kind of create space and opportunities for each other out there?
He's a leader. Helps me in Troy a lot. Talks a lot on the bench, which helps too. Just does like all the hard work for us, which is amazing for me and Troy too. Because we're puck handlers too. So
you've got a 10-game streak going. Nylander has one also. Do you guys know each other from Sweden? Are you guys pushing each other at all, or is it just kind of a little?
Yeah, not really. We just met at Four Nations and then World Championships. I don't really know him that well, but yeah, great guy. But no, I wouldn't say it's a competition. Really. I haven't really thought about that at all, to be honest.
What has it taken? You had a tough game last night to come back against another tough team tonight. What kind of effort does that take?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, especially back-to-back when you have to travel back and stuff. But it was not that hard, I think, too. But as I said before, we're also like up to now with the top teams now as well.
Those were your first two power plays. How do you feel like the power play's been playing overall this year and compared to last year's better?
Yeah, I mean, a lot better since last year, obviously, but up and downs this season too. Is some great PK teams out there too. Need to get better every day.
Need to get better every day. Well, that's what this team has done. You heard it there from Leo Carlson.
Never satisfied,
no.
Right? And yeah, no, they continue to make gains in practices. Spoken on those long drills, those drills that get those legs conditioned, and it's showing. It's translating to the game. This team for the Ducks, it seems like they're able to go deeper into games. It seems as if even in overtime, even going back to last night's game, I mean, the better team in overtime for a good 75% of that was the Vegas Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. And it's the conditioning for the Anaheim Ducks that they're able to just outpace, and as Trouba scored that goal, outskate, use those legs, those well-conditioned legs, and no different than here tonight. I mean, a lot of good clears, board battle wins during some very long shifts, even when they would get an icing due to a longer shift, one puck battle on the faceoff, and they would get their clear, get their change. So this team, they're just built to win hockey games. Everyone has their role, and everyone's executing.
I love Leo saying back-to-back. That's so Leo hearing that. It's such a good attitude coming into the game. They were ready to play, even though they were in Vegas last night. And also, Emerson, wanted to talk about the predictability in their game. I feel like that's translating in the chemistry we're seeing with different lines, particularly, obviously, those top two lines. But even going down the lineup a little bit more, their game is more predictable.
Yeah, 100%. And even Alex Killorn moving his feet well. Yeah. Driving the play, moving the puck up north quicker. How about Ian Moore? Just back checking, never getting beat, always first back to loose pucks. It seems like everyone is having so much fun out there. A lot of these guys are students of the game, love the game of hockey, obviously, making skill plays with a smile on their face. They sally hard when they score. Everyone's smiling in the huddle. How about Leo Carlson? His sellies are so classy, so professional, right? He just goes in the corner, little shouldered glass there for his tally for the fourth goal there. Just a humble individual. You saw it and you heard it there in that interview. And, he's just going to continue to build on the momentum, right? He's already playing at an unbelievable pace and rate. It's just, it's going to continue here this next stretch.
As one of our messages said here on the text line, good game in all caps, Carlson, star for real.
For real, for real.
For real, for real. Let's get one more text in before we send it to break from Hill from Buena Park. Solid game from all four lines. Power play was working well tonight with two power play goals. Fire emoji. Penalty kill did well too, killing off all the penalties. Looking forward to Tuesday's game against the Avs. Yeah, how about that next game? Playing the Colorado Avalanche, a team that won in overtime tonight. And thank you to producer Steph, Nathan McKinnon, 5-point game. So he is atop the scoring, and 29 points for him.
That's really what you got to watch out for, right? Kale McCarr and McKinnon with 5 points. How about that? Just a casual 5-point night for Nathan
Sunday
McKinnon.
Night. No problem. All right. Well, we're going to step aside when we come back, get back to our text line. But Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We will be right back.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your local Honda dealer. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Get 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines on clearance with big savings on the full Honda line. Gas, hybrids, and EVs. All new Hondas are in stock. Honda, KBB.com's best value and performance brand. This is the time to get a new Honda with clearance savings. Search your local Honda dealer today.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and an exclusive OA member vest. And new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/orangealliance.
Back on the post game show, Emerson Needham, Alexis Downey here, breaking down this Ducks win tonight. They are rolling, and you know who else is rolling? Beckett Seneca. He spoke down in the locker room with the media, so let's take a listen to what he had to say.
When the season started, you find yourself up here on top of the Pacific Division.
I mean, you never know, really. We got a lot of kind of talent in this group, and obviously with the new kind of world-class coach coming in, you know, it's kind of showing.
What did you like most about your Lions play? It felt like getting a lot of pucks in deep and getting that forecheck really working.
Exactly. I mean, I think our forecheck kind of set the tone for us tonight, and we were turning over a lot of pucks and kind of creating and moving off each other really well.
Everybody knows Cutter for his shot, and you know, that incredible shot, but he set up both your goals. What kind of a playmaker is he?
I mean, that guy, he does it all. He's got a lot of tools in his toolbox, and that's kind of what makes him so effective out there.
First back-to-back for you as an NHL, how did you feel out there just having the game last night, traveling back, and then playing tonight again?
I felt good. Obviously, I'm young, so I stay fresh.
Was the effort tonight to come out with a little speed? It looked like you're pretty much ahead of them the whole first period.
I mean, we just kind of try and that's been a big kind of focus for us is getting that start. We've been trailing a lot of games, and then we kind of have to crawl back. So that's kind of been a huge emphasis for our group here.
I mean, obviously, you haven't been in the room the last couple of years to know what it's felt like, but what has this run felt like right now against these teams and getting these wins in the way you're getting them?
It's awesome. It's pretty fun to kind of be a part of, and I've kind of heard about the losing days as a past couple of years from all the kind of older guys and guys that have been here for a while, and they're pretty pumped to kind of get in that winning side now.
How psyched are you to go on the road trip? Defeated a couple of really good teams here.
That'll be a good kind of challenge for us. I mean, we know that our schedule kind of starting 4 or 5 days ago was a bunch of kind of tough teams in a row here, and I think we're proving why we're kind of an established team now.
Are you surprised by how much success you've had in your first year? I mean, did you think the NHL would be harder than this?
I mean, you just... I don't know. I don't know how to answer.
Is there anything else?
Thanks, Ben.
Simply put, he doesn't know that answer, and that's okay. Beckett, you know, this has been a whirlwind for him. I even think about, I mean, his first game in Seattle, the success he had on those two games to start the season, and to now. Coming from juniors to this?
Well, the Ducks brass really saw something in him that many others didn't. Mm-hmm. They're being able to scoop him up there, and I actually saw something. I don't know if it's has rung true or been proven true, but the Columbus Blue Jackets, who ended up picking Caden Lindstrom there with the 4th overall pick, they created a jersey for Beckett Seneca with his name, and of course getting maybe the opportunity to selecting him if he did fall to number 4, but Pat Verbeek and the crew, they, with the 3rd overall pick and shocking many, picked Beckett Seneca. And, I mean, the rest is really history. And how far he's come from even the rookie faceoff tournament, right? Yeah. His forecheck
game. Good point.
Blossom. I mean, there were just times where it's like, okay, maybe, you know, we'll see where he is come game one of the season. But he scored there in Seattle game one, and it was just nice to get the pressure off early, right? Mm-hmm. Not waiting too long to score. And I thought that was a huge factor in him, maybe not pressing his last stretch. He just keeps getting better and better. And that second line, they're growing. How about the chemistry between the first line, second line?
Yep.
And really all lines. Tough decisions to be made. Mikael Granlund out. Radko Gudas out. Ryan Strome out. I mean, just the decision. You have Sam Colangelo, who's just a guy who should be a regular in this league. I mean, that's just how competitive it is, really.
Mm-hmm. A lot of decisions to be made. And, you know, for Beckett Seneca, I would love to ask him who on the team has been helping him. I mean, get adjusted to this, because I asked Ian Moore that the other day, and he said that Ryan Strome has been really great for him, among a couple other guys as well. But he was texting him over the summer, just checking in on him, and it just speaks to how great these veteran guys are with the young players as well.
No surprise there with Stromer.
No,
right?
It's not.
I mean, he's just one of the better teammates you'll ever find, and no surprise there.
Let's see who is texting us on our text line, because we do have a couple messages here. Chandler from Salt Lake City, all gas, no breaks, is starting to see some breaks. Great defense tonight, especially on the PK, going 4-for-4. Let's go, Ducks.
I love that. All gas, no breaks, right? And that's how this Ducks team, they're playing, right? Straight lines in the defensive end for the wingers, neutral zone. The transition game, much better transition game this year. They take the puck and go. Three across, middle driver there. Tough break, Mac T there going off sides. But, you know, it's tough to blame them. When you're that proactive, sometimes it just gets the best of you. So, yeah, you want to be as proactive as possible, really jumping the gun there, making sure you're pushing the. Because that's what happened, right? Mason McTavish, he was the middle driver on that play. Mm-hmm. He pushed the D-back, opening up that lane to the near side with that pass. It's just unfortunate it didn't work out. But just all the rushes, much better this year. There's a plan. There's a purpose. And they're, once again, that term execution is coming. But all gas, no breaks. Love it. So I look forward to hearing some of these other messages. Of course, PK 4-4, that was huge, PK going 4-for-4.
And that was very critical in this game tonight, because it kept, you know, Winnipeg from getting, obviously, another one on the board. But I think that the momentum could have shifted should we have seen that. But the Ducks are able to hold them off there. Daniel from Corona, 7 straight, and Leo is officially a problem for the rest of this league. I keep waiting for this team to be too good to be true, but they keep on rolling. Colorado up next. Time for another big road game. Oh, well, Ducks fans, listen. I know we've been through it in the last few years, but this team is here to stay. They're not going anywhere, and that's where we're at. Emmer, do you agree?
I think there's no more surprises as far as this Duck team continuing to win. I think everyone understands that this Duck team is a problem, and everyone's ready for them. I mean, the Jets, look, Ducks were the better team, but they put up a good fight.
Yeah.
And the Ducks, once again, just wanted a more, better execution, power play that much better, PK that much better, just systems, game plan. I thought anything that maybe they were a little rusty on in last night's game, they actually cleaned up in tonight's game. Choppy at times, especially in the third period. Not a whole lot of playmaking, sustained, you know, cycle plays.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of back and forth, forechecking, but a lot of one and done, quick exit. Not a whole lot of puck possession time in those offensive zone. But look, the forechecking game for the Anaheim Ducks, once again, so, so great. They were the better forechecking team. They continue to be the better forechecking team throughout these games. So, yeah, love these messages so far.
As Coach Q told us before this game here tonight, hey, he was asked, what was your message to the team after last night's game? He said, well, I still need to deliver the message. And the message clearly worked for the team here tonight, coming at a good time right before the game.
Q, whatever that message was, continue to preach that message.
Yeah, keep it rolling. As we look ahead to the next game for the Ducks, taking on the Colorado Avalanche. So Would you believe me if I told you it's the top two teams in the National Hockey League? Colorado at 25 points. The Ducks behind them, 23 points. And Colorado's on a three-game win streak. I mean, they won in overtime tonight. We called the game last night per Coach Q an exam. It's another exam tomorrow night. Tuesday night.
It really is. And it's one of those things where, look, the penalty kill. And I know you're going to ask me that final quack here pretty soon. My final quack, this penalty kill. They got to continue to dominate. I mean, we all know the weapons the Colorado Avalanche have on their power play. Not only do they need to stay on the out of the box, prevent especially those controllables, right? The delay of games, Jansen Harkins getting a tough spot there with the one tonight. But the good guys killed that one off, among others. So, PK, my final quack, they got to continue to be dominant, especially this next game against the Colorado Avalanche.
I like it. I think my final quack for this game here tonight, kind of going along with one of your keys to the game, I mean, Leo Carlson's got to stay hot. He's got to go into and show Nathan MacKinnon that he can take over that points role in the NHL this season.
He's got to go to Ball Arena and be the biggest baller there. Oh, so.
I like it. He's been looking fresh with his arrival photos recently. He knows he's got the style going
right now.
All right, make sure to join us on Tuesday. It's actually going to be a national broadcast for TV. So you can listen to your good friends here on DuckStream. Steve and Emmer will have the call of that game. We will have the pregame show for you on Tuesday. Hey, I got to actually check what time that game is as I went to say it. Let's double check. That game is 6:30 Pacific time. So we will be on with the pregame show at 6 o'clock Tuesday night. And you can stick around and listen to the replay of this Ducks win here tonight as they look to keep their win streak rolling this week. Stick around and listen to that replay on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, the final score from Honda Center. Your Ducks keeping their streak going. 4-1 in favor of the Ducks over the Winnipeg Jets tonight. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for being with us on the postgame show. Let's go, Ducks, and have a great night.